Ore, 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 ore. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Jamie.
And one tribe could have used Jelinski today.
Yeah, what was with all that trash talk?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but I'm in a challenge where you could use some height. Maybe you sent home the wrong person last week.
Yeah, he was still a quitter. There's no way that that dude wouldn't have. You know,
would he
gotten up there and been like, we can't do it?
He wasn't persistent enough to be able to do the persistent.
I don't know that. I think they got rid of the person they should have got rid of.
Okay, for this challenge, they could have used the 7 foot wingspan, but also they could have maybe not put Jess in the middle of the arch at the like.
Yes, why did they put the shortest person there? I don't understand.
It was silly.
That tribe's just not very good.
No, and I felt bad because you have the three people who are playing the game. You have two that are terrible at the game, three that were terrible at the game. So really, it was pretty evenly split.
Yeah. I think that if I think if Q and Tiff make it into Merge and find other people to work with, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. But like. Together with the group that they have, no, that's not.
One of them could go home next week because if they lose again,
it's going to be Kenzie, and I think it's going to be Kenzie.
Do you think it'll be Kenzie over Banu?
Yes, because I think Q really wants to keep Banu as his number two, and I think he really thinks that Banu is such a terrible player that he'll do whatever he wants him to do.
I don't think you can trust him because his emotions.
Yeah, there's terrible players. And then there's the kind of player that at Tribal, you have to tell him why he's a terrible player and he needs to just stop.
Yeah.
Like, I think Banu looks at everybody like a family, right?
Right.
Like, and I think that's why he was like, but this is our tribe. Like, I can say these things because this is our tribe. And it's like, yeah, but bro, we're at Tribal. Like,
yeah.
It's our tribe, but right now this is where we cut each other out. So if he can figure out that everyone's that family.
He's the one that he was playing a fan because his husband turned him onto the game, right? He's not like a longtime game player.
Yeah, I think he's another one of those that binge watched it. Like, you know, watched all the maybe during, you know,
COVID
and pandemic or something.
And we were talking about this while we were watching it because the kids went to bed at like 9:15 after the challenge was over. But Jay and I watched it till 10 and I was like, I was explaining who he was, like his story. And we were like in agreement, like maybe this dude has some other issues he needs to work through first instead of like, you know, being out there to please one person.
Slap on a Be Kind t-shirt and then just have it resonate if you're screaming in people's faces.
I felt bad for, because I understand the position that you're in. I felt bad that for Tiffany, I understand. Like, there was a lot of crying this episode, which Jay was, because he hasn't watched Survivor in like two. I think the last episode of Survivor he watched the whole way was in 43 when Jesse, because we went to the party when Jesse did the idol play. And I think that might, and I think, well, you were there, Jack. That might have been the first last full episode he
watched. Yeah, I congratulated Jesse on winning $1 million.
Yeah.
That was kind of awkward.
Can I tell you what, like, my very first few notes say on here is that Q and Tiffany are watching Kenzie. Kenzie cries. Tevin doesn't trust Venus. Venus cries. Ben made fire. Ben cries.
Oh yeah, Jeff is just like, is this like some Gen Z pandering stuff? Like, why is everybody crying and in touch with their emotions?
Well, I've never seen, I mean, I'm sure we have, but there's so many emotional people on this and they don't know. It's like when Venus came back after she won. She's 100% right. They were ignoring her and all this different stuff. Yep. But you can't, after your tribe has won, you can't go, I'm not going.
We won, but.
My toe got run over. toe.
I get it. She was in pain, but like perhaps chill. Like take it down.
Again, just say, the cart ran over my foot. It's a little sore right now. But the cold water would be probably good for the toe, but that's.
Yeah. The thing is, she has no self-awareness and that's her problem. Like she's aware that they don't like her, but she doesn't have the self-awareness to check herself and stop doing things that make them not like her.
There's a lot of craziness going on in this game because you have so many people that are just blowing up their game, like Banu.
Yeah.
I thought he would go far, but today it's like, oh my God. One thing you have to watch Survivor, golden rule is you keep quiet. That's the biggest rule is you don't tell people.
You can't show anything. All of your cards. You just can't. And sometimes you have to reach out to another person in order for something to work out in your favor. But man, you're taking a risk every time you do it. And you can't just like tell everybody how you're feeling all the time.
No.
It's a terrible way to play the game. It's just terrible.
And it's only day four.
Yes, that's exactly right. Like just
I get when it's like day 12, day 14, the grind, and these challenges this was a tough challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a hard challenge. That was
I would have been mad at it too.
I couldn't like just how tired the arms of the people that had to hold it up for so long. Like I just I pitied them. I did.
They could use a taller person.
Again, why put the shortest person in the center? Like, I don't understand. Like, why wasn't Q in the center? I get that he had to hold it up. Like, couldn't they have done something where he held it up and then they, like, did some kind of, like, handoff of the holding? Like, in some way so he could go get the big piece in? Like, they had no chance because she couldn't freaking reach it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it was correct when they said the one of the biggest issues that they had as a tribe is that it was the planning. Was it Q that said that? That like we have the ability.
Or was it Banu?
It was Banu.
It was Banu. Okay.
But there was no plan. Everybody was just trying to do whatever they thought they needed to do.
Jess?
No, Jess said something else, didn't she?
Okay.
Well, and so you've got somebody like Jess.
Sorry if I'm wrong.
Hand up for everybody that has ADHD and knows what it's like when there's chaos around you and you know something needs to be done, but everybody is doing this different thing. It makes it incredibly difficult to make a sound decision and take charge. And so they're all doing their own thing. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And they're down on her for it, which I get in a competition. That's probably very frustrating for them. But all it would have taken was, Jess, your job is to stand here and do this. And I'm sure she would have given her all.
Wouldn't it have been easier to build it from one side and just go to the end instead of trying to hold both? You know,
Well, everybody was doing it that one way. So
I know, and it wasn't working. I was like, one person can hold like two and a half blocks.
About two and a half blocks. Well, Mike said that they got to actually run this competition while they were there.
Mike Bloom?
Mm-hmm. And he said it was one of the proudest moments in his life because they squeezed in at second place. But it's he said that the easiest way was to go from the sides and build into the center. So if they would have just, like he said, if you're holding two or three blocks on one side, somebody else hold two or three blocks on this side, depending on their arm span. And then the two in the middle, it could have been done.
Plus, I think
if
you have
all
to have
people
have,
were in the middle.
Plus, I think you have to have it spelled out and have the blocks ready to go up, because you could see they were all struggling, and it's like, okay, if you're fiddling around, where's the eye? Is this?
It's the worst challenge I could possibly ever imagine having to compete in myself. It's got spelling. I have to have my arms up above
my
head.
Oh my god! When they spelt it wrong, I nearly died.
You guys did so much to get here.
And if they still came back winning. But if they hadn't ended up winning, I would have felt really bad.
That's usually what happens. Right. A team that thinks they get, and then they end up losing.
Yeah.
But luckily, we had the tribe that can't do anything right.
Yeah.
But just to me, like you said, there should be, you're better off to have, like, whoever said it, a plan. All right, this is how we're going to attack the, spell it out, and then we'll put, and then piece.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's the easiest, but you can't be scrambling around trying to find the different letters. Why people are,
yes.
That was a good edit.
I'm trying to imagine like how difficult it would be to be somebody like Q who is
ultra competitive
Like, I think right now I might actually feel like slightly more sad for him than Jess, because I think she's like, well, that was fun, moving on with life, you know.
Yeah.
But she
wasn't very emotional about it. I mean,
no. And also, happy birthday to her, because today is her very real life birthday.
Oh,
no
really?
Way.
She gets to watch herself get her torch snuffed on her birthday.
Oh my god.
At least the voting was, you know, at least Banu basically spoiled how the vote was gonna go.
Yes.
So it was no shock to her that she was going home and she had to play that crappy
Can we make the idols a little bit more intricate and interesting again, so they're just a little bit more challenging to create a fake one?
I think that production loves the fake idols.
It looked like they just found some confetti and just or whatever to put it together.
It was so bad that even she two times was like, please look me in my eyes. Is this a real idol? And she's like, it looks just like the beads that are adorned on like everything we have.
He goes, look, if you don't want it, give it back to me.
Like, here, take
it. She took it. I mean, she could, a lot of people would have been upset. And I thought she took it pretty good. She puts his hand on his knees and goes, you know, you played whatever it was. I thought she handled it pretty well.
You know what? She is not a great Survivor player. Okay.
No.
But from her interviews and the times that we have seen her on screen, I still really, really like her. She's just, this game wasn't her bread and butter, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't. And
I mean, basically, she was the Ben of this episode. They're trying to give her an idol and she wasn't looking.
That was very funny.
Gosh.
But I'm glad next week we're going back to an hour and a half, because this didn't need to be 2 hours.
It did not need to be 2 hours.
That's where all the crying came
that's
in.
That's where all the crying came in. Like, it did not need to be that long. The Metallica Taylor Swift thing was funny. It was funny, but it could have been a secret scene. But it was funny. I'll give you that. Just went on a little bit too long.
Yeah. Well,
but you know, they're pandering to the Swifties out there.
But I turned to Cindy and I said, oh, maybe it's an hour and a half because they're going to do the competition. This was at 8:58. The challenge, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, they had almost 6.5 minutes of commercials. I go,
oh my god, the commercials were so long.
You got to be kidding me. And I, you know, the Amazing Race one, I love the Amazing Race, but it was like, geez, I get it. You know what? I'm going to start not watching your shows. What are you going to
do? If you're going to advertise them, we're not going to watch them.
Yeah.
Don't you dare tell me about what's coming up.
And then after the challenge, we still had 40 minutes left. I'm like going, what are they going to talk about?
Well, before we even got to that, was it the Orange Tribe? Yanu, purple, orange, whatever. Before we even got to Yanu, we had to end up having that whole sequence with Venus getting pissed at everybody in Nami.
Yep.
Yeah, that was.
And I understand. Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
That was a mistake.
But I understand like that portion a little bit because it's probably setting something up for next week.
Right.
But because clearly we're seeing that because it's gearing up a story of some sort.
Well, I have no problem them showing it. Because I think it's important, like you're saying, it's gonna lead to something. But how right. She's not very old, is she? She's like what, 19 or 20?
No, she is pretty young. But I think it's just lending into the story of Randon, because he's like, this is the last person I should trust, and that's who I'm gonna make an alliance with.
Yeah. But why did he have to trust anybody?
Because I don't think he needed somebody to. Yeah. I think he needed a wingman.
Mm-hmm. I don't think somebody he knew that how would to help handle deploy. It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if they had lost and he had, like maybe I think he was a little bit too early.
I don't know.
And telling anybody, like, wait till you lose the challenge and then be and like. Then
that's true. I think that's probably a little bit more intelligent way of moving forward with it.
Yeah, because now she knows he doesn't have a vote.
Yeah.
She's out for blood.
Yeah. She is. But if nobody is giving her the time of day and giving her the respect that she feels that she should have, and he's talking to her, well, then that's everyone else's problem because that's who she's going to work with. And honestly, when it's a beware advantage, they're kind of set up in a way where they almost do require another person to help you pull it off. Like not having a vote, it could be nothing, but in many cases you need somebody to work with you that can be your vote.
Well, so I agree with that, but again, I think Colleen said it, or maybe you said
wait,
there's no reason to do it now. If you lose and you go, okay, I gotta find someone to help me get this, you know.
Right, because you've
or wait, not, or wait and see what out. It is first. Okay, all right, I'm gonna need some help. You know, okay, I have to do this. I'm gonna need some help with this.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. But I think my theory is we're gonna see the Tevin Venus showdown, and I wonder if Tevin is the one that's going to fall.
Ooh.
I
well, that would
it.
Be a bummer. I really like him
because like we're him, seeing.
Oops, he's a little snotty.
He is very snotty, but we're also
seeing.
I think he could get mean.
I think he could.
You think he could get what?
Mean.
Yes. But like, I think that we're seeing that same edit that Claire, remember Claire? Sit out bench Claire?
Yep.
Like, she had that same, like, you know.
You have nice glasses. Oh, man, that was today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got to talk about that in a second. Is those two, you know.
They look like
winning.
They could be sisters, to be honest with you.
Yes.
It's the parent trap. They're separated at birth. That's the twist this whole season. It's the twist.
Oh,
and Liz,
my God.
I don't need the money.
Jesus Christ. Don't be that to people that actually need the freaking money.
Don't do that.
Oh,
don't
I could. I would take it. But it's not going to change.
You guys,
I
mean, she's
it would make
just
things
there.
Better, sure. But
she's
I don't
just there
need
to
it.
Prove to her daughter that she can do anything from sitting on a bench and not competing.
She can do anything but keep her mouth shut.
Oh my goodness, Liz.
Again, a lot of these players just don't have, again,
these are social.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, not a lot of them have social games.
On day four.
Right.
Yeah. And as when we, you know, going back to Banu. Sherry said he blurts out too much information. He has to go. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then she also said, normally we see this level of emotion way later in the show because they're hungry and tired and we're only in the second episode. I was taken aback by all the emotions early. There, that was the other thing. Like, day four, people.
Yeah.
Day four.
Was it Kenzie had to go off? I'm like going, it's...
I don't understand what the point was of showing Kenzie crying because she had a pretty strong edit the rest of the way.
Well, but she, maybe her so eyes look really blue.
Yeah, so we can see her beautiful blue eyes. Also, maybe, okay, you know what? You ever had a tough week at work? It's not the end of the world. You know it's not the end of the world. But people are pissing you off and you can't yell at them because it's work and you have to have like a certain level of restraint. So you know what you do when you're really mad? You walk away and some of us go into the bathroom and have to cry for like 2 minutes. Normally, there's not cameras following you. So maybe she just kind of had to, you know, narrate things a little bit. And also it was more screen time for her. So
yeah, had a moment.
I think that was
Do you think they said sit on this rock and think of something as we pan the camera? I mean, like you said, she knows the camera's on her because they're probably setting it up. Okay, we're gonna do this, and right, you stay on that rock and you think, and I'm like going. Anyway,
I mean, what else are they gonna have? An extra 30 minutes of watching Jess eat ants.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that. Okay, look, I get it.
All about that.
I have so much empathy for ADHD. I have a touch of it. Jay has it. Zachary almost definitely has it. He's like the textbook definition of you look up.
I was called out by one of our listeners that I probably have it.
You may.
On the message board.
I saw. You may.
I think
you have hyperactive, but not like ADHD.
I get bored easy, so
yeah, and anxiety. So you just want to get what you have to say out.
I keep going.
Anyway, so I have all the empathy in the world. I understand how neurodiverse brains, you know, work differently, and that's absolutely fine. But I don't understand the choice to eat the ants.
Protein.
It's just protein.
No, that was weird.
I mean, I don't know. Well, like by day 3 or 4, I guess you would probably be pretty hungry. And like she said at the end, she didn't have enough calories to express emotion on her face.
And they don't have fire yet.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I mean, so
what you gonna eat?
You see an ant. I'm on Survivor.
So that's like, no rice, right? Like no rice. They're eating fruit if they're getting fruit from the trees. And
yeah, they have nothing. So right, I have no problem with they're eating ants. I mean, but going back to Venus when she put the headband on the idol, I thought it was that's pretty cute. And they're like,
Jeff put a stop to that with his trusty blade.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd find one made out of metal next time.
Do you think he's like, yeah. Like, do you think he's all like, this is a new Jeff. Slice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's used that knife before.
Yeah, to stab the back of her.
Oh, right. I forgot all about that. Jeff.
He's like, no, you don't put anything on the idols.
It's like, Jeff, normal dads use their knives to help you open up packages at Christmas time. Like, just go stabbing bags of rice.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, he's
okay. He has stepkids. He's married to Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach Morris's ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he has any kids of his own. I think he has just, two stepchildren.
Yeah,
a dog. He just got a dog, as we all learned from the RHAP interview.
Well, good luck to that dog.
He's a brand new dog. He's a brand new dog, Dad.
You want some dog food?
Nice. Hey, listen.
You know, Jeff, you just could have opened up the top. You didn't have to put a slit down the middle and pour the dog food all over the place. That's how you do it.
We just got a kitten, and this kitten eats everything. She actually went into the sink, licked up all the extra milk from Alex's cereal bowl yesterday.
Nice.
Today, Jay made her scrambled eggs for dinner, and she ate them. And then I called him Grandma Pam.
It's a smart guy.
Actually, my strong dad. My dad. We years ago. We picked out. We got a dog for my dad years ago. Many. He used to make special meals. I'm like going, who are you? But my mom does that though.
She does, and it's adorable. Well, she makes steak for midnight.
Yep, and it was one day she was making soup, and I was getting ready to go to the airport, leaving, coming back to Raleigh. I go, Mom, I'm not hungry. She goes, oh, this isn't for you. it's for her dog. I go, oh, okay.
We looked it up, though. Eggs are actually very healthy for cats to eat.
Sure.
Full of protein and amino acids and other stuff. Well, I don't know. I read all about it.
Put some ants on the eggs if you really want protein.
Protein. Way up.
All right. Anyway, going back to what we're talking about here, the sit-out bench was really funny. Let's see. Is there anything notable from the beginning?
Charlie with the double pun.
Oh, yes.
And everyone just kind of went.
Wait, what was his double pun again? Was that the Charlie's Angels thing?
It was the papaya papa thing.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, it could be a double pun. And everyone went. I felt bad for Charlie.
And then he was like, here, let me remove the weirdo nerd stigma. And I'm going to impress you all with my Taylor Swift knowledge. Now I'm.
I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive. I love that Ben.
108 song titles. That was crazy. I mean,
she's got to have well over 300 at this point.
I didn't know Metallica had that many songs.
Oh yeah, they've been around since
I know,
been
around but
for
I,
like 40
I,
years.
I know, but they had even a Metallica more. Fan, so I was like,
they had Fair even enough. More if you dedicated yourself and stand the crappy record.
Yes, the shade that he.
Well, I loved it.
The absolute shade that he threw at Taylor Swift with the crappy album thing was very funny.
He is the absolute like 80s, 90s rock guy, you know.
I like him. I like him.
I like
you him. Know his dream car is like a Firebird. Like he's just awesome.
Firebird.
You mean the Smokey the Bandit one or
Yeah, with the big phoenix painted on the
yeah,
hood.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Manny says that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go first. You started
no.
it.
No, I forgot.
Yes, no, you didn't. It's right on the screen.
Three. Okay, Mandy. Mandy says Taylor Mandy. Has 396 songs. Holy Toledo!
That makes sense. She's also been around for like almost 20 years, right?
That's 396 yeah, bad breakups.
I mean, hey. Those breakups pay the bills. So, yep. I mean, oh, in a every song she's written has done her well.
Very true.
Metallica answers not as easily.
Not as easily Googleable. Googleable. I'm sure we'll find it.
Still Googleable.
No, I mean, again, that sequence was hilarious, and I appreciated it at the time, but then it just went on just a tad too long.
Again, when you got to stretch out an episode.
You got to stretch that out. Like,
Can you imagine sitting there? It probably lasted an hour.
I'm sure it lasted.
Or if not
such
longer.
A long time. I'm sure. I mean, you could tell that people were like fascinated, but also hated themselves for being fascinated.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, and it was like the first. When they
Nothing
were
else
still
is on TV.
When they were still in like single digits, maybe some of the beginning of the double digits, like they looked really like, oh my God, these guys are amazing that they remember. But then it flashes to the end of the game and they're like,
if he goes far, I don't know if Taylor Swift watches Survivor. Maybe she does.
I don't think she does.
But if she does he get some kind of special reward?
I doubt it.
For being such a fan.
Like a bracelet. Maybe he gets his own
bracelet. Yeah, maybe he gets his own friendship bracelet.
I'm sure someone has told her, hey, they're talking about you on Survivor.
Likely. Yeah. Like her. She's going to have a manager. Sure. You yeah. know?
Maybe after this episode.
Because I'm always shocked when you find out people watch, you know, like when people were watching, there were a lot of actors watching Lost. And you're like going, wow, really? Okay.
There's a lot of actors that watch Survivor still, actually.
I know, but you get shocked that, wow, they're watching something I'm watching, even though they're people years ago.
You know. Mm-hmm. We're almost the same.
Yeah.
Except they have a lot
few
more
billion
money
dollars short.
Yeah. Okay, let's go over that Charlie's Angels thing and that whole tribe vibe. Siga, right? Mm-hmm. So the only ones we haven't talked about. So we have Charlie that fancies himself in the middle. Also you
like
have
Malcolm.
Maria, like Malcolm. Like Malcolm in the middle, which is which wonderfully trans segues into Maria wants to do a Malcolm Denise situation with
exactly.
Charlie.
Exactly.
Yep.
They're my two favorite players.
But I can't help but feel that Maria is more of a Malcolm than Charlie is.
Yeah.
Like maybe really? She's Denise and Malcolm together. Like I feel like maybe. She's both of them.
I really like Maria.
Yeah, I think she's got the skills of both of them, and she's just letting Charlie like live in his fever dream so that he's feeling comfortable with her right now.
She's looking good now because you see all these people that just don't know how to play the game.
Yeah.
And she's
got
so
it.
So far we see she's got it. Like you said, she's got it.
I wonder if she's going to vibe with or have, you know, kind of butt heads with some of those heavier players on the other teams, like Tevin, like Soda, like Tiffany, like Q, like Kenzie. I don't know. Like,
it depends
what they're...
if Jeff tries to hand her an idol and Soda rips it out of her arms.
Well, that too.
She's not going to vibe with that. I know that for sure.
Soda.
Yeah, I don't think she will as well.
I like Soda, but that was a bad look.
Two different times.
I didn't even notice it until Venus pointed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're friends.
If you know that people don't like you, stop acting unlikable.
I really did love their little conversation though, where she's trying to explain the way, like that Venus is trying to explain how she feels, and she was saying, like all of you, we, they, and then she switched to you, and Soto was like, "Do you mean like you, as in like me,
or like the royal you,
everybody?" Yeah. Like, hey,
you gotta listen.
What?
You gotta respect me. She's not wrong. She's not wrong, but you can't act that way.
Right. It's interesting comparing her to Emily from last season, who Emily knew after that first vote that no one liked her. Now, she was lucky she had Caleb take him under her wing, but she also took the advice and put it into practice, you know? Yeah. She was able to actually do that. So
that says so much about Emily as a person, because most people, I mean, there are people who will take advice, but most people, if they're kind of defiant and headstrong right out the gate, they're not going to listen to that advice. They're going to double down. So I feel like Venus might be a double down type of person.
Well, you also have Soda, who's one of the leaders of the tribe. If she's telling you something, you know that the other people are talking about it. So it's not just out of the blue, you know. It's like Caleb knew, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Also, it's day four. She can turn it around.
Yeah.
Right. If she listens.
Right. Yeah. And I feel
she's
like she's
got challenges. So
do you think she's got her social game right now obviously is not doing great, but I've as far as like strategy goes, I think she's got a good head for the game, you know?
Yeah, I think she does, but
she might be her own worst enemy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't piss people, especially when they're event. Say you get to the final three, these people are going to give you $1 million. But not if you've been a jerk. Listen, look at Russell Hantz.
Yeah. Yes.
He didn't win because he was a jerk to everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
People do not like giving money to people who already have a lot of it or are jerks and make them feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy did some research. She says Metallica has 185 released songs on albums, which is shocking. But most of their albums only have 10 songs. Taylor has like 22 per album.
Okay.
Plus all the vault tracks she releases and then all the different editions of things that are a money grab. Blah, 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 blah. I like Taylor, but she's definitely greedy. Anyway.
she's got all the money.
But she's pretty good to the people that work for her, though.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
But, she's greedy, but she does share a little bit. She throws coins off the balcony.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you have millions of dollars in a private plane that you can billions of dollars in a private plane.
Do you think the greed set in before or after she stopped being amazed that that many people were there to see her when she walked out onto stage.
Oh my God. Yes. Sorry, Mandy. Sorry. I know you've got fans in the house. I'm a fan too. She won me over with the two COVID albums. Hey,
I give Cindy, her respect. Yeah.
I told you Cindy's a fan now and she has,
oh, yeah, she's downloading all her music.
And the podcast, she was like, she was what's their podcast? The Hide, the
New Heights.
New Heights. She goes, she's talking. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, New Heights. I go, what is that? She goes,
that's the Kelsey Brother podcast.
I go, oh, why don't you sell the Kelsey Brother? I don't know the name of their podcast. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, you're a big fan and all, but I don't know who they are. I mean, I know who they are, but I know them as players. And it's actually a pretty good podcast. I kind of enjoy it.
It's entertaining.
And I don't have to be a fan per se to really genuinely respect the amount of success that the woman has had. It is, she's got a great team and she's
doing
brilliant.
A lot of things right. Yeah, yes,
exactly.
They're doing the right things.
Okay.
Oh, Colleen. I was wondering while this was happening, I was like, okay, this might be an actual interesting point of conversation tonight is when they lost their challenge. Mm. And then Tiffany told Jeff, I'm really not happy right now. Like I have a bad attitude right now. I don't want to talk about it. We have to wait till we get back to camp. I thought it was crazy that Jeff was poking and prodding so much right after they had just lost, because that's not generally how it goes. But then it was like a practice for tribal for him or something. And then when they did get back to camp, you know, we were talking about sometimes you just have to cry when you're pissed off. Like you just have to.
Well, she made a mistake.
Yeah, she felt she made a social mistake. Because there is a stereotype.
It wasn't just in front of her tribe.
Yep.
It was in front of everyone. And she was right. She goes, they're going to think, oh, I'm just this angry person, blah, 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 blah. And I go,
yeah,
you got to keep it in check. But you know, when you're doing a competition like that and these blocks are falling on you and people aren't competing the way you want. I mean, I've played sports and when people,
everybody's
you look at me
like
going,
Right.
Yeah.
It was an incredibly
frustrating challenge too, because you would get so close and everything would fall. But I thought it was a good idea to show that conversation because this is like maybe in Survivor we don't see it as much as a conversation, but like in Big Brother you do a lot because you are getting the 24-hour feeds, so you're getting the conversations they're having with each other, and it's a common theme when you are a woman of color. It's like this need to hold back, don't show everything because you're going to be pigeonholed into the stereotype and it's cruel and unnecessary. So I really felt for her in that minute because it's like who there wasn't pissed off, honestly.
Speaking as a guy, isn't it really all women? If you act that way, you're labeled as a
sure
you are, but when you're a young black woman, you have more of that stereotype that society has assigned to you, unfortunately. And
I mean, a guy, if I were to do it, oh, he's just being competitive.
Well, yes, exactly. But
there would be a little bit more allowance for it. Yes,
it's even but it's even more so just from recent, you know, social stereotypes. And you know, I thought it was important that they included, like you said, that explanation. So people understood why she was so upset. And I feel badly that she lost her cool, but I also thought that it was good that she caught herself and said, I don't want to say anything I regret because a totally different person there, like me, might have said something that we regretted. So
I think it's early enough in the game. And if she makes the merge,
that'll necessarily hurt her in the game. And I don't even know if she was, I mean, she probably was somewhat concerned about the game she's playing it, but I think it was more of a how viewers are going to see this, a much bigger scope. But
I thought she was worried about more like these players, these people in the tribes don't know me, and they're going to think I'm this crazy person and I'm just angry. And,
she's not block smacking you in the head, girl. Like,
as we saw last week, she's incredibly smart. And yeah. She knows how to play the game, where you can't say a lot of people in this game know how to play the game. She knows that could be costly when you just lose it. When you lose control, it can be costly. Like yeah. Banu, it's like, okay, you can't keep, you know.
Right. And how to blow up your game in one tribal council, lordy.
I like that she did bring up too, like she's used to things going her way. She's just generally lucky. She talks about in her interview, she's like, I don't know why, but things always work out for me. I'm not worried about things working out. They just always do.
Well, she probably puts herself in a position to be around people that are competent.
Right.
When you're around people like that, it makes the game, it makes life easier when you have people around you who are not competent.
Sorry, are you still there?
Jeez, Colleen, man.
We're all here.
Thinking all about you.
We are not putting you in the middle of the block arch, okay?
But you know what I'm saying? It's life is easier when you have people, you're all playing for the same goal or you're all on the same page. But when you have people that are just floating around and just doing things, you're like going, it can be, again, it's only 4 days, but it can be frustrating.
I liked Carolyn's put a tweet out tonight where she was talking about that challenge. And she's like, all of these male voices, like screaming is incredibly triggering. Like how stressful it would have to be on the receiving end of this challenge.
I felt bad for Jess. She didn't deserve it.
No, she's not great for the game. It made sense to have her cut. It did. But I couldn't help but just felt bad from that challenge point. Basically, from the time she was eating ants till the end of the episode, I was like, oh, this girl, like, I hate this for her. I hate it.
But again, I think she, like you said, Jamie, it was just, she's fine. She played the game and.
Yeah. Like what she said, she's got people she loves and it's just a game. And
yeah.
All right.
That's a great attitude. I mean, she didn't play a good game, but
yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe that's what they're going for this year, is people
who are not playing a good game.
It
seems like there's a lot
already.
It could be, it could go either way. It could be entertaining for us or it could be frustrating. I hope that the good players take out the bad players and the second half of the season is like really cutthroat, because that'd be pretty fun.
Because I want to see the good players playing against each other. I don't want to see 10 bad people that give like.
Yeah.
Well, all the smack talk and on the mat chat, like before the challenge started, when they saw who was voted out, like that was just like, the tit for tat between everybody. It is painting the bigger and bigger picture of why Jeff was like, we aren't going to have all of this negativity going forward. Cause I think there's a lot of fights this season.
Yeah. Okay.
House the food was a pretty good line. Yes.
That was good. Yes.
Cause like, okay.
Okay, so one thing that's not really need a discussion, but I wanted to bring it up. Liz screaming, yes, you can, over and over again in their faces as they were doing the challenge. I would have murdered her. That was not inspirational whatsoever. Oh, my God.
There was so many cringy moments in this episode.
You could hear her shouting it when the camera was focused on a different tribe. That's how freaking loud she was.
I might have taken a block and thrown it at her.
I would have been like, can you stand under this tall one real quick?
I feel like
Liz, boom.
When Soda screamed back, I don't think she was like doing like a victory roar. I think she was like, get out of my face. It was so bad.
Holy moly. Let's take a quick break right here and then we'll come back. We'll do the feedback, including the question Mandy has here and the tally. So, okay. Let's take a little break right now. And we're back. Okay. So Right before we left off, Mandy had asked, Jamie, is this the new era season with the most people who got into Survivor during COVID and binged it? Oh, that's a great question.
I can't say for certain, but I am assuming so, because it's talked about so much in the interview, but also just the fact that it's on Netflix and available all the way back to the beginning, and everybody was home during COVID and had the opportunity to watch 40 seasons of anything all at once. So it's binging, a lot of binge watchers that have just binging, recently you don't watched it.
You don't grasp everything either. It's like always about Lost. Lost was not a show you can really binge because there was so much in one episode. You skip to the next episode, you're already.
Yeah, it was about Lost was about the intricacies that you found in between episodes. And
And Survivor, I think you had to learn, okay, why did this person win? Why did this person win? I mean, you could.
Yeah, and
why
just
was that a bad move? Let's break this down. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Mandy,
Yeah, just the numbers part of the game itself, because I'll find myself thinking one way or have one opinion of how a tribal went, and then 4 days later be thinking about that and being like, have a completely different viewpoint once you sit and do the math and run the numbers, where it's like, why did they do it that this way? You know, and all. So yeah, putting them back to back to back, I don't think makes for a wise player.
Unless you have some kind of sense, you're super intelligent. Yeah.
They're there. They're out there.
Can't hear you, Colleen.
We lost your sound.
Ooh, sorry. All right. Manny continues, could the bad game... So that means you didn't hear anything I was just saying. Oops, my bad. Anyway.
Can I be honest, though? That's the best you've ever been in a podcast. You should
thank you. I appreciate that. I did something right, finally. 10 years in, baby. I got this. Anyway, Manny says, could the bad gameplay be a result of binging and the only big game moves standing out rather than subtle game moves? Totally. That goes
completely
with what you guys were just talking about.
Yeah.
We also have an email from Mandy.
Mandy!
Which I believe is also from Mackenzie. Mac wants to challenge Charlie in a Taylor Swift name battle, song name battle, and highly recommends you listen to All Too Well the 10-minute version. Oh, Mandy, I listen to All Too Well the 10-minute version all the time. It's like one of my challenge. Can I put this on? Can I clean this up? Or can I do this task before the song is over? Kind of thing.
I can probably name one Taylor Swift song.
All Too Well?
What's it? Haters hate, whatever.
Shake it off. I knew you were going to shake it off.
I wouldn't even know the name. I didn't even know the name.
Got the chorus down, though.
Manny says, I used that song to take a potty break during the Eras movie. See, I would not have missed that one. That's so funny. Ideas for board games at the meeting. We have a battle. So the meetup, I think she meant. We have a battle of naming things like lost characters, survivor players, etc. Oh, that's fun. We were screaming fix your pee at Purple the entire puzzle, but that is the least of their issues.
Fix your pee.
And should Jess
first, I went somewhere else with that, but that's okay.
Oh, you know,
it's the best pee I can do. I'm not drinking a lot of water. What do you want from me?
I've only eaten ants.
Should Jess have played? Oh my goodness. Should Jess have played the idol as a backup, but also played her shot in the dark? It's a long shot, but she would. What would she have to lose? I agree. She kind of suspected that it was bad.
I'll say this, watching her play the game for two episodes, I don't think she even knew about the shot in the dark.
Okay, fair enough.
Also,
I think they went through this elaborate thing to.
Yes, why the big conspiracy just to avoid a one in what, six chance of.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have to do it because I don't think she would have done it. I mean, I don't think she would have played it.
Yeah.
Maybe Jess was like, oh, thank God. I can't get around these people anymore.
Had a little bit of that too at the end. Let's move into the tally of the votes. So Jess went home. Jamie had her merge. Jack had her pre-merge. I had her merge. Let me switch tabs right here.
Jack.
Did any of us get points last week?
No, remember?
Yeah, awesome.
All right, so moving in, Jack officially has 1 point, the first one on the board.
Way to go, buddy.
The game is over. It's over now.
It's over now. Stop the count.
Stop the pee.
I'm ahead. too soon? It's only been 4 years. Jack also gets a point for predicting Jess going home, and I get a point for predicting Jess goes home. So you're currently at Jamie none, me one, and Jack two.
Man, I'm on a roll.
Who did I guess was going home?
Liz. It's on the screen, right? I'm sharing the screen? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Boo.
Okay.
Well, they're never going to go home with her rooting him on the way she does.
Oh, Lord. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, my God.
There's no one for me because I'm rich.
Please stop this.
I'm rich and there's nobody. Nobody.
All right. Who do we think's going home this week?
I'm going to say Liz.
You're still going. Oh, that's Jamie.
I'm
going
to say the tribe has to win something. So if not,
if not, it's Bonnie, right?
Could be Q.
Or Kenzie. I thought it was Kenzie. I don't think Q's going home.
I hope not. But if Kenzie has her way, he will, because might as well get rid of the strong ones now. If you're not winning, then there's no reason to keep him.
I suppose.
I'm going to go with Banu. Hear me out.
Okay.
I feel like it was probably close to being Kenzie this week, but I think that Q realized he was the only way he could keep Tiffany is to keep Kenzie.
Yeah.
I don't think Tiffany is going to drop Kenzie. She knows Kenzie's good for her game. So
yes.
I think it's going to be Bono because I think that that tribe has decided to cannibalize itself.
And didn't he kind of telegraph when he was with Bono and Jess, he said, I can't go against what Tiffany wants. After he told Jess to vote for Kenzie.
Good point.
I was like going, did he just tell him, just show his cards? So Jess had to know she was going home.
Yeah. But you know what? I still don't think she did. Until the end.
You know.
I think she was anxious to make a move because she didn't want to put a target on herself and she knew she was socially awkward. And I could totally understand that. So she thought playing a slower under the radar game while still being pretty over the radar was a better move for her. And I get that. Clearly it was not the right choice because she couldn't find an idol to save her life. And they were all frustrated. Like, this is how you play. You're not being strategic. You're not doing this. So her team clearly expected more of her.
She did do a good job of attacking Kenzie.
After, yes, but it was too late by then.
Yeah, I know.
So I think that she had promise and she could have gone. I think she could have gone far if she could have slipped through to the merge, but
I think if it was a two tribe game, she would have done fine for a while.
Yes. Oh, I miss two tribe games. I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the two tribes.
Can we go back to two tribes?
Can we just go to one tribe?
Right off the bat. Madness.
Yeah.
Chaos. Anyway, okay. So it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the mindset to pick somebody from that last tribe, which would be either, in my opinion, Tevin or Venus.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I think that that tribe is strong.
I don't like Venus calling out Hunter. I did not like that at all.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait, what did she say about Hunter?
I'm sorry. That was just previous. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Spoiler alert.
Next week.
Okay. I did not see that. I'm going to go with Venus then.
I'm your Venus. Show me something. Hold on. Whatever.
Isn't it your desire?
Ding, 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 ding.
Wasn't there a different song reference today? Because I thought, Jack is going to be singing this when it starts. What was it?
On the show? Yeah. Oh, yes, there was. Yes, there was.
It was another song, and I was, yes. Oh, wait. Can't start a fire. Can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
I thought he was singing something else.
We'll be dancing in the dark. Yeah, they said can't start a fire without a spark, which is a Dancing in the Dark reference. Yeah, Springsteen reference. And I only know that because Alex loves that song, and he randomly will just sing that part over and over again. So,
favorite dance hit of Monica Geller.
Oh, that's right. Mandy agrees with me. Venus over Tevin. Tevin's been a narrator up to this point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. All right. There we go. There we have it, everybody. I think Jamie might get some points next week.
Maybe. I feel like I won today because I got the best quote I've heard in Survivor for a long time from a player, and that was when Tiffany, when Tiff looked at Banu and said, "Stop making the block hot." It was so good.
That was pretty good.
He's emotional though. We were talking about earlier that kind of trash talking. He got angry with that too.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So much trash talking.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. Like he knows that this is just a game, right? Also, Scorpio Energy was the title, which I found to be delightful because I think Jeff is really leaning into the astrology thing. Because it's like the third season in a row that we've had astrology be a thing, right?
Is this like when Julie Chen like started going to Christian counseling and then like everything was about the Bible? Is this like Jeff's new thing? Like he's gonna start giving everybody a tarot reading before they leave tribal.
Oh, you're not long. Well, he did say you're not long for this game, right? So,
yeah.
The only thing I know. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What were you gonna say? Sorry, I didn't mean to go.
Oh, he's just giving out premonitions, psychic powers.
Mandy says, pretty sure Jeff is a Scorpio too. And Jackson Glatfelter says, got to see the opening title of Survivor 46. Cool.
Yeah, we did.
Which the title is, I did update the thing. The artwork is all updated now. I got the 46 one.
Oh, really?
It's beautiful. It's very,
love
yes.
it. It's perfect.
Thank it's you. Perfect. It's not on here, but okay. Okay, what were we just talking about? Scorpio, I was trying to say something. Yeah, I don't remember, so it clearly wasn't important. See, all your chaos in my
brain. Do you think that Jeff's knife tells the future?
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
It is crystal ball.
Get the DNA off it after every kill.
Oh, my God.
I could be talking about an animal.
Oh, poor mean Jeff. He wants to be the only villain.
He wants to change the torch from torching out the tribe has spoken. Ah! Let's play a real Survivor game. I'll give you a 10-second head start.
Wait, what was I about to say? What were we just talking about during the Scorpio, before the Scorpio thing?
Jeff Scorpio. I don't know.
Right, and we got the opening title.
No, it was before that. It's before I read Mandy's thing. I was like, oh, put this away in your head and read it after you say Mandy's thing.
Dang, see, we need Jeff to tell us to psychically read you so we know what the heck it was you were going to say.
Oh, you were talking about his knife. You said something about his knife.
No, I didn't say anything about his knife.
No, you said that. Does the knife predict, or was that you?
That was Jamie.
Jamie.
Colleen always has more intelligent questions to ask.
I don't. It could have been that important.
No,
whatever. If I think of it, I'll write it down and ask you next week.
If
it even matters. Oh, good. I'm glad. All right. I think it is.
Oh, I find out.
I'll go back. I will backtrack after this stops, and I will listen to what I was starting to say and see if I remember. And then
I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I apologize.
Nah, it was me. I was talking. Because I said to Jamie, oh, you go ahead. And that's what I lost. I was like, I'll just say it after she's done. Hey, whatever. It doesn't matter. All right. Let's get out of here. It is time. We'll see you next week after the 90-minute episode. Thank goodness.
Thank gosh.
Oh, I know. It's finally. So late. But anyway, on that note, thank you everybody for listening. If you have any emails, because you can't be with us live, send it to us, survivorjjc@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to say. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so very much. We appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be here next week. Same place, earlier time. Thank God. All right. On that note, we'll see you next week. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Jeff's Knife.
Peace out, everybody. Bye.